You know, you violated two of the rules, according to W.C. Fields, I believe, of showbiz. Never work with children, never work with animals. I mean, you got an Oscar nomination for working with the dog named Jill. Whatever happened to her?
Jill, I tried to buy her. Only one of my only co-stars I ever tried to purchase. wait, was she the only one? No. Jill was the superstar, though. Jill was the one who... Jill was the one that I'll never be as an actor, the one that, you know, they'd line up the shots with all these other dogs and they'd get it all, the cameras and the lights, and she'd just walk on effortlessly, never had to try, never had to work at it, and just would be perfect every time.
Who's Mrs. Pinopoulos?
Oh, Mrs. Pinopoulos was a very wonderful woman who taught drama at my high school at the American Community Schools of Athens, Greece, who was just a wonderfully warm woman who inspired kids who had no interest in drama or anything of that nature to kind of give it a second look, think about it, try it. And she was just always very, very encouraging in that way.
Did she give you some advice that still sticks with you today?
She gave me, and I think a lot of kids, you know, in our school, just great confidence. She was just one, had that gift, you know. Nobody's confident acting or performing or talking, and she just had that gift of taking a child and saying, oh, no, there's no wrong way. There's no wrong way. And I think that is, you know, that's not a lot of people can do that, especially to pimply-faced 12-year-olds.